Welcome back to our subject, Stores Management. And let us move on to chapter number 16, and that is Enterprise Resource Planning, ERP, which is very well known nowadays, and we are using this ERP for controlling our inventory. So I will give you some introduction on this ERP. In the ERP, there are two other things, and one more thing is warehouse management system, and that is WMS. Warehouse management system is mainly used to manage the movement and storage of inventory. It tracks the movement of each inventory item, such as the item being received, item being picked, item being packed, item being shipped. So we should know what is happening in a live manner, like we see the live cricket match. What is exactly happening? For example, on 17th August at 2 o'clock, what is my stock? I should know on my computer. I should, without going to the bin, without even going to the store, I should have the live information at every second. For example, lot of materials are coming, lot of materials are being issued, and at that particular time, what is the stock of that particular product or particular spare part, I should know it on computer. And so, a warehouse management system is mainly used to manage the movement and storage of inventory. It tracks the movement of each inventory item, such as being received, picked, packed and shipped, because it is happening continuously. WMS systems provide intelligence on optimizing inventory based on real-time information. Real-time means when I look at my watch, it is 2 o'clock, and at that time, whatever is computer is showing, and that is the live inventory. I don't have to worry about accuracy of that inventory. The system is so perfect that I don't have to worry about it. No. Reports can be generated to indicate the optimal location for each item to be placed based on historical data and records. So I also know the received material, where to be kept, because I know exact location for that. Then for issue, I also know the exact location, so I can go to that location and pick up the part and issue it. So WMS is warehouse management system is used for this. Whereas, what is ERP? ERP is something bigger thing than WMS. Bigger thing means WMS is included in ERP. ERP automates business processes not only in the warehouse but across all departments of business, including accounting, inventory management, customer relationship management, supplier relationship management, everything. The main purpose of ERP software is to facilitate the flow of information between all functional areas. For example, in Mahindra and Mahindra, what I have seen, as soon as the material is received at gate and entered in the computer, all people in the company come to know that this component has come. So everywhere it is known. The ERP system is so perfect that everyone in the company know what is going on. Item being picked, item being packed, item being supplied, item being shipped, everything is known in the whole of the company because of the ERP. So ERP software has many of the same capabilities as WMS. That is, WMS is separately not required. If you have ERP with WMS capability, such as tracking the process of inventory items being picked, being packed, being shipped, it is important to know that ERP software is an integrated all-in-one solution. So WMS is a part of ERP. It is a strategic software tool which equips any enterprise with necessary capabilities to integrate and synchronize the isolated functions in order to give a competitive edge to the organization. What is competitive edge? That we must utilize our resources fully, as you have learned in the principles of management, utilization, optimum utilization of resources is the management. And enterprise resource planning helps us to utilize the resources to the optimum level. In the turbulent business environment, this is a must. So, the term ERP itself means that the entire concept is about optimization of resources available within an organization. Today, to survive, an enterprise has to be globally competitive, qualitative, and sensitive as far as responsiveness is concerned. Responsive not only customer, but also to the entire marketplace. The competitive environment ensures that a business remains close to its customer, delivers the best possible product within the shortest possible time. This demands integration and synergization of the business processes of an enterprise. For achieving this, we need efficient planning and control systems that enable very good synchronization in all the processes of the organization. ERP software is an integrated uniform system which helps an organization to get a competitive edge by integrating all the business processes and optimizing the resources available. In that ERP, there is one MM module in SAP. MM module is materials management module. This functions with complete integration with other modules such as logistics, financial accounting. The MM module business processes include purchase orders, goods receipts, invoice verification, supplier payment, everything which we have discussed already. Materials management is a multi-site inventory management system and can handle consignment stocks as well as processing of subcontract orders also. This is the flow chart, how it comes. That is, this is the production-based order receipt information, that is ORI. Then this ORI is production stores receives work order based from ORI, from MRP. You know MRP, I have already explained to you what is MRP. So, based on MRP, the production or stores received work orders from HO. Then, vendor supplies the materials, cold location, stores location, then shop floor location, and then third party is giving the material like this. And in shop floor, they manufacture things and material movement location was tracking by DNS ERP. So, material comes from vendor, it is held here, then stores location, then shop floor location. Shop floor manufactures the production as per the MRP. So, this is the way how inventory management module optimizes all purchasing processes with the workflow driven processing functions, enables automated procurement and storing like MRP. It gives the exact order requirement and storing with accurate inventory management, integrates purchasing accounting as well as quality check of material at the time of receiving same in the stores. ERP gives real-time inventory report quickly for just-in-time inventory management. For example, in Mahindra & Mahindra, what we have seen is material comes at 2 o'clock on Sunday as exactly required by the purchase department, and that exact requirement that we need 500 pieces on Sunday at 2 o'clock, and that information is calculated on the basis of the production program by the ERP. So, first they have to make inventory master, item master, master database containing information about all kinds of material. The name of the person, items in the item master, as per this list, like bottled items, raw materials, consumables, spares, items which are supplied by vendors, sub-assemblies, semi-finished goods, factory-made items, finished goods, items received from third party, etc. Everyone in the organization must call any material by the same name. As I have told already in the codification chapter, that the one atom is called, let us say, as dustbin, or it will be called as dustbin everywhere. The proper classification or categorization of material is very important in the ERP that we have seen in the codification and standardization. This discipline helps in getting useful MIS, that is materials information, management information. It should be restricted to two people only, so that people don't make a mess of it. So access and secret password should be restricted to two people only. Then main location master is there. That means we must know where is the location of each atom. Any material movement is always with respect to the inventory location. That is defined in the location and sublocation master database. Sublocation master is subcontractor also on inventory location. Then item category master, item subcategory, item subgroup, these are all created. Then unit of measurement master, it displays various unit of measurement which are regularly used. For example, kilograms, then per each, that means pairs, set, etc. This is accounting unit required while creating master. This goods receipt note, all of you know, GRN will add material into stock. As soon as the GRN is made, the material will be automatically added in the computer stock. Then credit the vendor, and then you have to accordingly reduce the purchase order quantity. QC inspector can reopen GRN and enter accepted quantity. Prepare short quantity debit note. If there is rejection, excise update button is given so that SINVAT credit also can be done. Item master list, there are three kinds of items: raw material, heavy finish, finished goods. Consumables and spares and bought out items are also there. Bill of materials, BOM. This bill of materials is a master database giving relation of child items, father items for a given finished goods or semi-finished goods. Finished goods or semi-finished goods. For example, there is a car. That car needs one engine, one chassis, four tires, one steering wheel. Like that, there is a bill of materials. What is the requirement of one car? And that is the father item, and that is the others are child items. The semi-finished goods are also called as factory-made items. The BOM is used in these processes. MRP, that is materials requirement planning, that needs, as I have already explained to you in MRP, materials requirement planning, creating the work order automatically, in time. This is a communication to production, what to produce and from what, because work order will automatically explore the BOM and show the child items required. All the child items also will be manufactured in time as per the lead time and cost sheet. This gives the material cost for given finished goods. BOM can be used for stores issued to the shop floor also. That means one can issue the BOM to the stores and stores has to issue the material as per that BOM. Stock transfer challan linked to work order for store issued to shop floor. Production entry to consume raw materials, this is linked to work order, that is in turn linked to the BOM. Then procedure to prepare bill of materials for factory made items and finished goods. Prepare the BOM of a factory made item which will be made by design department. The bill of materials will be made by design department for a factory made item. Using BOM of factory made items, prepare the BOM of finished goods. When factory made item in finished goods is dragged and dropped, all the child items will be automatically displayed in the BOM. While making BOM of finished goods, the factory made items BOM cannot be edited. Look at this bill of materials. And this is a simple trolley with bill of materials. And what is this bill of materials shown here? Is, I will read out, wheel housing require 3 pieces, MS bolt 1 piece, M10 2 pieces, M10 3 pieces, MS bolt, one piece. Like that, the requirement for manufacturing a product, for making part number 120001, one piece. For this, all these materials are required, and this is the quantity required. So, this is the part number, this is the description, this is the quantity, and if these are all quantities are issued, I am able to make this trolley which is looking like this. So this is the trolley. For manufacturing this trolley, what is the part number 120001, I have to make one trolley. For that, all these things if I get, then I will be able to make one trolley. And for that, suppose three pieces are required here, there are six pieces available in stock, three pieces can be straight away. Then if this one piece is required here, nothing is there in stock, then I should order this 3 weeks in advance if the due date is 3 weeks, if the lead time is 3 weeks. So then I will get it right on time. That means if I get all these parts right in time, I will be able to make this trolley in time. So this is the idea of bill of materials. So all this is taken care by the ERP. So that is how you should use this ERP for manufacturing your product without making any extra inventory. Thank you.